This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Oh, please, folks. Listen to the spin over in the mainstream media, or what's left of it.
The Trump White House has been caught in the worst, most embarrassing, most dangerous security breach of our lifetime.
Again, please. Look, folks, if you want to understand what happened here, you really only need to listen to one clip. And I'm really disappointed in CIA Director John Ratcliffe, a piece appointed by Trump. I thought he was smarter than this.
So that we're clear, one of the first things that happened when I was confirmed as CIA director was signal was loaded onto my computer at the CIA, as it is for most CIA officers. One of the things that I was briefed on very early, Senator, was by the CIA records management folks about the use of signal as a permissible work use. It is. That is a practice that preceded the current administration to the Biden administration.
Director Ratcliffe.
I'm sorry. You know how stone cold evil the deep state and the CIA are. Remember the 51 spies who lied? The first thing they did was put the Signal app on your computer and you used it? The rest of you used it too? They'd never put anything on there. They couldn't watch everything that you did. So to recap, here's where stuff went really wrong.
One of the first things that happened when I was confirmed as CIA director was Signal was loaded onto my computer at the CIA.
Again, they never install something on all these people's computers and phones they didn't have a back door to. That's why they should have let Elon set them up with something more secure. Duh! And now they're all running around like chickens with their heads chopped off, trying to figure out how deep state hack reporter Jeffrey Goldberg, editor of The Atlantic, ended up on the phone call. I've got one answer for y'all. CIA? The only question now is, how'd they do it? Was it via Trump National Security Advisor Mike Walls? His wife is all over the World Economic Forum. I never trusted that guy anyway. Or is he a victim here? Was it a staffer who did it? I don't know, but pull back and look at it this way. These guys, the Trump administration, just pulled off the single biggest hit on the CIA in over 40 years. Probably, honestly, the biggest hit in its entire history. You gotta understand, the CIA is not an American agency. It's only tethered to America by funding. And its war chest was USAID. It used it for regime change all over the world. Folks, the CIA, I would argue, is as powerful, if not more powerful, than any other nation state on Earth, likely including this one. And in the last decade or so, what they've been doing is regime change. And it goes like this. They install left-wing totalitarians and communists wherever they can using USAID money and CIA spycraft. And in Islamic countries where they won't accept lock, stock, and barrel liberal Marxist, they install radical jihadist totalitarian regimes, preferably Al-Qaeda, as they just did in Syria. USAID and the State Department are the CIA's right hand. feds, they soft install left-wing dictatorships, or soft dictatorships. Think Starmer, head of the UK, the Labour Party. That is a soft dictatorship. You're seeing those now in Ireland and Scotland, too, where you're facing 3 to 5 years in prison for things you say in the privacy of your own home. Folks, that's a soft dictatorship. Well, the CIA also is involved in those installations, too, because when you look at the USAID funding, one of the key things we learned, that over 7,300 journalists worldwide are on their payroll, the largest percentage of those in Europe. But doesn't Trump control the CIA? No. No more than he controlled the DOJ or the FBI in his last term. By the way, he doesn't control those either. More precisely, what's happened is that his appointees have officially moved into those buildings. The people who work in those buildings, most especially CIA, we'll stay on them for a minute, still answer to the deep state, the 51 spies who lied. Let's keep in mind how evil these people are. Folks, the thing with the 51 spies who lied, the ones who said, oh, no, that's not Hunter's laptop, that's Russian disinformation, understand the stone-cold evil reason they did that. If you ask somebody on our side, they'll tell you, well, it's why they were trying to help Biden to win, because they're all Democrats. Well, yeah, but no, there were other perfectly good Democrats that were in that pack running at the time. No, they lied to cover up that fact that was Hunter Biden's laptop for one specific reason. Because if it was Hunter Biden's laptop, then the crimes on it were real. And as we heard from the two IRS whistleblowers who finally are allowed to talk to us about their investigation into Hunter Biden and Joe Biden family, they knew a year before that election, back in 2019, when they opened the money laundering investigation, not just into Hunter, but into the entire family. The Biden family, they knew three things. Number one, they'd illegally taken $30 million from the Communist Chinese Party in bribes. They'd laundered it so as to not pay taxes on it. That Joe Biden was the big guy and, yes, had gotten a 10% cut. And the entire Biden family got the money, not just Hunter. Again, that was known in 2019 to the IRS agents investigating. In fact, there's an excellent interview with them. You can find it on X. Just put IRS whistleblowers and Catherine Herridge. Well, they were so silenced by the DOJ and the deep state, they were afraid to go to prison if they said anything until this fall when the gag orders on them expired. So understand what they said in that interview. These crimes were documented on that laptop. So in order to get a compromised criminal president into the White House, those spies who lie, including the whole management infrastructure of the CIA going back years, did what? They lied to cover up those crimes. That's who you're dealing with here. Now imagine their rage. A lot of that regime change, especially the troops they do it with, were funded through USAID. We've been through it on the podcast before. A stunning $3.4 billion dropped off with the Taliban, which, by the way, is illegal since they're a registered terrorist organization with the State Department. They dropped it off in tranches of $40 million in cash, U.S. dollars. How about the $9 million they gave to Al-Qaeda in Syria? Oopsie, that's illegal too. Another foreign registered terrorist group. By the way, they used that to take over Syria. And last word is from a pretty famous Orthodox priest there. They've murdered over 7,000 Christians and Alawites. Just the CIA at work, folks. Just another day. Hamas got, if anybody's still counting, $2 billion through USAID. In other words, the CIA via USAID funded both sides of the Israeli war. They were smack in the middle of a regime change plot in Romania when we interrupted their dictatorial rampage across the earth. And the Trump team thought that they could just use the app the CIA put on their phones. Folks, I'm not criticizing the Signal app. I had some people get confused this morning when I did the show. No. I mean, it's not the Signal app. It's the problem. It's when the CIA puts it on your phone. You don't think they built themselves a backdoor? Folks, and understand the rage, the CIA's rage and their little henchmen's rage over at USAID. Because, folks, what I'm about to tell you, I think it's the actual biggest story of the week. And it's not this stupid Signal controversy. It's this article from Just the News. Here's the headline. This is crazy. USAID Censorship Nerve Center collaboration with UK disinfo cops wows Musk. Inside of it, we learn the true horror, how far USAID had gotten. And folks, they were almost there to building a Chinese-style surveillance and social credit system. USAID, the State Department, or Pentagon, and get this, the British government had partnered to build a governmental superstructure to censor conservatives, Trump supporters, and Trump himself from outside the country. Now, we had whispers of this last year. I've talked about this on the podcast before, but what we didn't have was hundreds and hundreds of pages documenting it. And those pages came from a long-running FOIA lawsuit by the America First Legal Foundation. They just came out this week. Hundreds of pages that show the full scope of the horror show here. USAID was coming at the problem of ending conservative speech, right-wing speech, and really the speech of just anybody who wasn't one of them, from several different angles. One of them, we've had this on the show before, $100 million program through the UN to automate, to build an AI program that would detect misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation. Malinformation is true things said by conservatives that make liberal leaders look bad. That's literally the definition from inside the Department of Homeland Security. Anyway, so they had that. They had already launched and created a demo digital ID system that was tied to your bank account. So here's how it's going to work. They would detect the true things you were saying, call it disinformation. Bam, they revoke your digital ID. Oh, and guess what? Your bank account shut down. It's the very system I'm most afraid of, more than anything else, really, that I've been fighting here on the Battleground podcast for years. They were this close to building it. And folks, what you can begin to see emerging from the shadows here, in terms of how close they were before this election, is, you know, what this is, this USAID Censorship Nerve Center, the partnership between our Pentagon, which, by the way, it's illegal for them to operate on U.S. soil, okay? Much less in partnership with the British to censor Americans. How galling. And folks, we didn't realize the extent of it. I'll put the link to this article in the sources for this podcast. But folks, what you're seeing here, this Censorship Nerve Center, our side just can't describe it correctly. You know what it is? It is the bare bones, the backbone of a world government built on speech censorship. They were this close. Want to complain to your congressman? Who's even operating this thing? Some petty dictator in a cubicle at USAID? Or, oh, I don't know, is it somebody at a desk in the CIA? Oh, or is it a British member of parliament pulling the strings and censoring your account? Who knows? It's like gorillas in the mist. You'll never get your hands on them. And that's what they wanted. And all of this, folks, look who Elon Musk and Donald Trump went for first. They ripped this out from under the CIA. It is a source of so much of their power. There is a sweet, almost innocent naivete here on the part of Team Trump. Y'all really think you run these agencies? You really think that you've defeated the deep state enough that they're like, hey, we'll put this on your devices. And you're like, yeah, okay, I'll use it. No, they're watching everything you do, looking for a chance to gig you, including, by the way, CIA Director John Ratcliffe, who was part of the chat.
One of the first things that happened when I was confirmed as CIA director was signal was loaded onto my computer at the CIA.
Now, as of this recording of the podcast, Trump's national security advisor, who I don't trust, okay, I'm not saying he did anything here. He may be a victim. I don't know. I don't know who the CIA person or persons are who did this, but he's denying. He's saying, listen, I don't even know this Jeffrey Goldberg. And Jeffrey Goldberg's now calling him a liar, saying, I do know him. I did meet him. I met him a couple of months ago. We communicated. He's not saying how, but Goldberg's sketchy too. UK Daily Mail just wrote an article. A reporter asked Goldberg, hey, you know, what is the status of the phone that you got looped into this chat on? Can we see it? It's your personal phone. Wait, what phone is it? What, you know, what's the status of it? He declined to comment. Weird, right? Folks, by the time we're done, this is going to be another deep state hoax. In fact, if you really look at it's so familiar, isn't it? Remember the last Trump impeachment, which we learned USAID was behind, where that whistleblower was listening in on the Trump phone call, was so alarmed, they blew the whistle. Yeah, that led to a Trump impeachment. Well, the main citation in the whistleblower's complaint was created from a report by, guess what? A NGO funded by USAID. In other words, the Trump impeachments were even funded by the CIA and USAID. But this is the same play. It is, using just different characters. This Jeffrey Goldberg's just who they're using this time. And then we find out, just as I'm, you know, beginning to record this, that a liberal group has now sued Tulsi Gabbard, Pete Hegseth, all of these people for, you know, improperly using a system to communicate on. And who is the judge assigned? James Boasberg. Yeah, the Trende Aragua liberal hack. The guy who was the number two most powerful over the FISA court, overseeing all of that felony level perjury before the FISA court by the deep state to get the right to spy on Trump, which, by the way, he later learned that they had lied to get those five warrants to spy on Trump and gave him a slap on the wrist. That's why they're going to Boasberg. This is an absolute hit by the deep state in retaliation for the destruction of USAID. And they got hit hard. Okay. Now, you may be wondering, this seems like a nothing burger, though. That's how it hit me. I mean, there's no classified data here. To say the war plans were published on it is silly. They weren't. Look, Sundance at Conservative Treehouse, who knows the deep state better than anybody, has laid out what's going on here and what they're doing. He writes, the next act in this well-known performance, I swear I have deja vu, y'all, will be for Democrats to demand the release of the Signal app transcript. If it's not classified, there's nothing to hide. Then public pressure via narrative drum pounding will continue to increase until the chat messages are all released to Congress. Keep in mind, he writes, Jeffrey Goldberg likely already has them. Yes, well, he went and released them. So far, Sundance is right. Okay, everyone in the chat group will then be told they must recuse themselves. Oh, we've heard this before. Wait for it. From internal determinations as to whether the data they discussed on the app was actually classified or not. Then after that, after they've recused themselves and the hacks are making the decision about whether it's classified, they'll find out it was classified because that's what they're going to find. Then, you know what's next? Folks, the reason The Atlantic published this at exactly the time they did, holding on to it for days before doing it, was what? Well, there was a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing already scheduled that Tulsi Gabbard and John Ratcliffe, head of the CIA, all of them were supposed to testify at, right? So they switch the focus of the hearing, and now, boom, they get these guys on the record. What comes next? Well, they're going to hit him with charges of lying to Congress. They're going to say they lied, it's classified data, blah, 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 after they recuse themselves and the hacks inside these deep state agencies go to work. Then they're going to demand, this is the approach by the seven ways from Sunday to get you back group, they're going to start to demand the resignations of these people. And you know how right Sundance is? Right now, the left is already demanding the resignation of Pete Hegseth for some reason. So look, folks, the only thing I don't know yet is who's pulling the strings here. Was Waltz in on it? Was Waltz staffer in on it? Or is Waltz an innocent victim here? But I got to tell you what, they got to get smarter than this. I love these guys, but they've got to get smarter than this. You know what scares me? If you are this casual and quite frankly stupid about your communications, are they this dumb about their communications when, say, they all get on a plane together? I mean, did you catch that absolutely adorable video of Donald Trump walking with Elon Musk's son and getting aboard that helicopter? And Musk was just a few minutes behind and he got on the helicopter with Trump, right? Well, folks, the fact that Elon Musk is riding in a helicopter with Donald Trump is next level stupid. I would never have Musk and Trump together and anywhere they could both be killed. I would never have Vance and Trump together and anywhere they could both be killed. Because folks, Musk and Trump go down, it's over. You're going to have Mike DeKnife, who's going to be the president. And he'll just do whatever the Democrats want, like he does now in Congress. Oh, and the First Amendment would die because they will make sure somebody is ensconced at the top of Twitter who kills free speech. And we're right back where we were under Biden, folks. We are headed right back into look, folks, Mike Johnson was trying to fund the program, our speaker, inside USAID. inside the State Department as recently as December that censors conservatives. The program I just told you about, this is the leader in Congress. Freedom dies if that plane goes down. It's over. And these people are this casual. I feel like Trump should have learned his lesson. I'm really frustrated today. It's only because I fear for them. But they got to get better than this. The good news is, this was the perfect kind of warning for them. Mike Waltz told Laura Ingraham on Fox News, hey, listen, I was talking to Elon Musk on the way over here. We're going to figure out how this happened. Yes, that's Trump getting smart there. And they need to begin to only use an encrypted kind of technology to communicate that Elon Musk, you know, provides them with, or they get some other way. They can't do this anymore. The Republic is not going to make it.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.